KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dues at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Your website about how to treat that, and one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
All right. Well, first of all, is the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation that's on the inside of the glass, or is it more of like a fog condensation that you're seeing between the panes of glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
All right, and you're sure it's not in between the glass? It's not like you have a thermal pane window where you have like two panes of glass with some space in between?
No.
All right, so then maybe what's going on here is you just have high humidity inside your home, and that's worth taking a look at things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented to the exterior of the house. Same with a bathroom fan. It's got to be vented to the exterior. And look at all the different ways that moisture could be getting into your home. Generally, poor drainage conditions at your foundation can turn your foundation simply into sort of this big evaporative pad that soaks up all the water and then evaporates it directly into your home. And all of those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and simply eliminating some of that can definitely help a little bit. Now, in terms of those windows, I'd say a couple of options do come to mind. I mean, there's such a thing as an interior storm window that you could be considering, which would be less expensive than replacing your entire window. And that's something you might put in just seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Now, secondly, you asked about how a replacement window would work. Well, to be called a replacement window, by its very description, means that we're not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside or the outside. If you do all of that, that's a new construction window. A replacement window is going to fit inside the opening of the existing wood frame exactly.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, right, Jim. You always have to make sure that it's measured correctly by the professional that's going to install it. Because if there is an issue, which sometimes there's measurement issues, at least it's on them to kind of fix it. If you measure this yourself and it's off, it's on you. You now own a window that doesn't fit and a new window that does fit. So, I mean, you can either do a replacement window or an interior storm window, but once you do all of that, you kind of just have to really work on reducing those humidity levels inside that are contributing to making this problem, and then all of that will go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. One, there's two reasons. One is my current window, they don't make, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I notice where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
For sure. If you replace that window with an upgraded window that's available today, there's been so many advancements in energy efficiency that you're going to end up with a way better window in the first place. So I would start by looking for a window that's been certified by Energy Star, and you're going to see a label right on the window for that. Then there's also going to be a label for the NFRC, sort of. It's the National Fenestration Rating Council. You'll see that label. It has several different measurements on there, and you can use that to just simply compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of that glass on that window that you're purchasing, because that's super important. That's going to tell you how much thermal efficiency those windows are going to have.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, Lee. Good luck with your project. Sounds like you have a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
And Leslie, could you imagine on career day at school, a kid saying, and my dad's a fenestrator?
No one would know what that means.
Right.
Right, but now Lee does. Now Lee knows what the National Fenestration Council does.
Well, he certainly does now.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, from launching side hustles to building a home gym, we share a new survey that reveals what Americans are doing to get more out of their garages. Coming up next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. From enhancing curb appeal, guys, at your homes to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of our Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Oh, no, the women from New York teaming up on me again. We've got Kim on the line in New York. How can we help out, Kim?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess is what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old, it's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water.
All right, Kim, are you seeing this only from the hot water side?
Yeah. I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
Well, you definitely have some rust in there somewhere, and I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or if that's coming from the plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let that water run for a long time as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as thin for quite a while.
All right, and there's a film, like a colored film. How old is that water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it.
All right, but what would you guess?
Probably 06. When I had it first serviced.
All right. Well, it's probably older than that. Then, you know, it's pretty old then. So you're probably at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater, and you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you did say it was oil fired, but you don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
All right. So your option was either electric or oil. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so there's another type of water heater today that's electric, and it's much more efficient than the old-fashioned electric water heaters, and I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's called a heat pump water heater, and it uses a different type of technology, and the prices on these have come way down since they first came out, and there are a number of really interesting benefits to those heat pumps today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient, so I would definitely take a look at a heat pump water heater.
Oil-fired ones are expensive.
Yeah, they're less efficient, and you're going to pay more for it.
Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
Yeah, definitely look into it. All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the garage has long been associated as a birthplace of innovation. I mean, just think about it. It's where the first Apple computer was pieced together and where Nirvana honed their craft before skyrocketing to fame. And I'm sure a lot of less well-known businesses also got their start in their garage space. So it's no surprise that a recent survey conducted by Craftsman revealed that a whopping 76% of homeowners see their garages as having the potential to be the most productive room in their home. However, The first crucial step towards realizing this potential is decluttering, which is why a significant 78% of homeowners have slated garage organization as a priority project for the spring season. According to the survey, while most homeowners, 76%, primarily use their garage for vehicle storage, that sounds like wishful thinking. I don't think I know 76% of people that keep their car in the garage. But other garage uses do include plans to utilize the space for home improvement projects or gardening. Over a quarter of the respondents credit their garage space for kickstarting a lucrative side hustle. More than 2 in 5 homeowners have transformed their garage into a gym or exercise area. And finally, half of all homeowners intend to invest in a garage organization solution within the next year. So whether you are big on camping, gardening, working on a car, or, you know, hopping from project to project, it's really smart to get that garage organized and set it up for success for however you plan to use that space. And, you know, maybe you actually intend to park your car in there, which, who knows? What a novel idea.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that, Leslie.
I never have.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. My garage is definitely my weak link.
Seinfeld had a funny joke. He would always say that garage is one letter away from garbage. So it's kind of like the last stop before you put something in the trash too many times.
Yeah, funny show, by the way.
Loved it.
Kenny's got a new house, Leslie. Lucky man. And some interesting things are happening there. Kenny, what's happening?
It's a two-story house. And when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting. I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
All right. Welcome, Kenny. Yeah, it is called ghosting, and it's not when, like, that job or person you like doesn't call you back.
Number blocked? What, you got to be kidding me?
Right. It's totally different in this situation. Ghosting is basically, I mean, think about it. If warm air rises, right, so you have dust in the air, or even this happens a lot when you burn candles or you do a lot of cooking and you get some smoke that gets into the air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. So what's happening is that soot or moisture or whatever is coming up from the dust and the dirt and all of those things goes flying up into the air in the warm air as it rises and sticks to that cool part of the ceiling. And what's happening is you're noticing that that cooler part is the bottom of the joist touching the drywall itself. So you're going to end up, especially if the surface above is heated, so you're really going to see sort of the outline of those joists with this sort of ghosting. In your case, you can't really insulate, so it's just going to be a maintenance issue for you, I guess. So what I would say is when you're ready to paint the ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer because that's going to seal in anything that's already on the ceiling. And then a good quality top coat that's a sealing paint. You don't want to use anything that has a sheen to it, or you're going to notice some other issues. You're going to see nail pops, cracks, weird things that happen when the drywall isn't installed correctly. But if the surface is flat, you're not going to see any of that. Make sure you pick up a washable paint, because what you're going to need to do is when things start to sort of ghost up again, you're going to take a clean sponge mat, you're going to hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally just wipe down that ceiling when you start to see that buildup again. So for you, this is just going to be a maintenance project.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kenny. Thanks for calling us, and you can happily say we didn't ghost you at 888 Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. Super simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you want. And with grocery prices the way they are lately, who doesn't want to get this project started? So stick around.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. /wonder.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success? You didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. ClearChoice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full-arch zirconia prosthesis, which provide lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. ClearChoice is a national leader in fixed full-arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces ClearChoice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The ClearChoice lifetime warranty on fixed full-arch zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the ClearChoice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating ClearChoice locations for new patients.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
An Indiana ambulance service provider is trying to address shortages and look out for veterans at the same time. TransCare's new training program aims to do two things. First, address the EMS personnel shortage. Second, provide veterans and recently transitioned service members an easier return to civilian life. The intent is to help veterans understand that there are occupations out there they may have not considered. The company usually provides transports between hospital facilities, but Operation EMS is part of their effort to train and certify emergency medical technicians and paramedics. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on or maybe what you're planning to tackle this spring season at your Money Pit. We're here to help you realize all of your home improvement dreams. Jim, who's on the line?
In Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her money pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste, and even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot, and that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets of the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out, and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes, but I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing kit. They're not expensive. They're going to test for a whole host of contaminants, and they're going to test that water and see what comes back. And if you ever see something odd again, like with that nasty taste in water, if you taste that cold water and it tastes really bad, grab some of that immediately and send that in for a test. And I would do a little research on your own by testing the water to see if we can figure out what's going on, because it definitely doesn't sound right. Sometimes fixtures deteriorate and you get more metal and more metal leaches into that water, but I don't know what's happening here. It doesn't hurt to replace that fixture in the master bath, but I'd be really concerned about that water condition in the whole house, so I would definitely start there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, building a raised garden bed can be a super simple DIY project. It's perfect for adding greenery and growing your own veggies and herbs and flowers. So here's a step-by-step guide to help you create your own raised garden bed. First of all, you've got to choose a location. Select a spot in your yard that receives adequate sunlight for all the plants that you plan on growing. You're also going to want a space where the ground is relatively level to help with stability for that raised garden bed. Remember, you can also put it on wheels. So if your yard has like a tricky sunlight situation, you can build something that's more portable. Next, you've got to determine size and shape. Think about the dimensions and shape of this garden bed. Common sizes are about 4x4 or 4 feet by 8 feet. But keep in mind that you don't want these garden beds to be wider than 4 feet, because otherwise you're not going to be able to access it from all sides. Next, you've got to gather your materials. So purchase or gather those necessary materials based on your chosen dimensions. You want to opt for treated wood or cedar or redwood, which are naturally resistant to rot. Then your next step is to assemble the frame. Now, you can use your wood boards, construct the frame for that raised garden bed. If you're using multiple boards for each side, you want to secure them together at the corners with screws and nails. Now, prepare the site. Clear the whole area where you're placing this raised garden bed of any debris, rocks, weeds. It's also a good idea to lay down some landscaping fabric or even cardboard just to kind of prevent those weeds from growing up and into that raised flower bed. Now you're at the point where you can place the flower bed, position the assembled frame in that desired spot, make sure it's level. You can adjust by adding or removing soil underneath. And then fill this bed with soil. You want a mixture of high-quality soil and compost, or you can kind of even pick up a ready-to-use bedding mix. And you want to get enough so that you have a depth of at least 6 to 12 inches of soil. And that's really going to depend on the plants that you'll be growing. Now, plant your garden, and once that raised bed is filled with soil, you can put anything you want, veggies, herbs, flowers. But follow those planting instructions for each type of plant and make sure you leave the recommended space between everything to get that optimum growth. Also, follow watering directions. You want to make sure you water your newly planted garden thoroughly so that that soil remains consistently moist but not waterlogged. And keep in mind that because the garden bed is above ground, it will dry out more quickly than a garden that's planted directly into the ground. You can get started on this project now, and you're going to be enjoying a homegrown salad with a little bouquet of fresh flowers in no time flat. You're invited for dinner, Jim. I'll make you a salad.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Ah, Leslie, out to the great state of Texas. We've got Randy, who's dealing with some glass shower doors. What's happening, Randy? Give us the details, please.
Well, I was just curious as to a product that I could apply to my glass shower doors to help repel the water so that it doesn't dry up into water spots and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you leave it alone, is the water like leaving like a little bit of crustiness sort of on the glass?
Correct.
Because if it is, it might just have some mineral deposits in it, and you're going to get those sort of white stains that really stick. So are you familiar with a product called Rain-X, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you can use Rain-X on a shower door, and it's going to work fantastically. So if you apply it to the inside of the shower door, you want to get them really clean and then follow the instructions on Rain-X. You want to make sure that you put it on with a damp cloth, let it dry, then you buff it. I think you're going to find that those shower doors will release that water miraculously for a few months. In fact, a lot longer than the product lasts when it's on your car because it doesn't get as much abuse from constant rain that it could outside. But it doesn't have the abrasion factor going on there. So I think Rain-X is going to be a good trick for that. And, of course, the other thing is to just kind of get you and the rest of the family in the habit of wiping down the doors when you're done with the squeegee. I mean, a lot of times you're going to see people keeping squeegees right in their shower. They sort of suction cup to the wall or right to the door itself. And that does help a lot, but I would definitely give the Rain-X a shot.
Okay. Super good.
All right. Good luck with that, and thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit.
We appreciate you.
That doesn't mean they have to shower in windshield washer solvent, does it?
No.
Boy, honey, you look a lovely shade of blue today.
That would be just weird, Jim.
Oh, big surprise from me. Yeah, weird. Go figure.
This is the Money Pit. You can give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, now that it's spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work, and that you need to work well, is going to be your vacuum. And if it's just not as good as it used to be, we're going to share some troubleshooting tips to help you get it back in action when the Money Pit returns. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to unlock your home's potential? Well, you can when you dive into the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, is your vacuum cleaner acting up? You know, the fix may be easier than you think. You kind of just have to start by checking the suction. If it's poor or if it's just not happening at all, there could be a clog in the hose, the bag, the filter, or the canister just may be full and need to be replaced or emptied. You know, there's a lot of different reasons why the suction could not be so great. Are you hearing a funny noise or is the vacuum vibrating? Well, if it sounds like it's coming from the motor area, you might have a broken fan blade inside. If the noise is coming from the brush area, then it could be a defective brush roller bearing or maybe even the brush roller itself. If either is defective and needs replacing, those are pretty easy DIY projects. Now, if your vacuum is simply hard to push or maybe you smell burning rubber, it could suggest that you've got a broken or a worn out belt. So check that brush roller for any obstructions, clear away any pet hair or carpet fibers, and if that brush roller begins to spin freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation. So there's some things that you can kind of do to troubleshoot what's going on. If you do find that you need to replace that vacuum cleaner's belt, buy 2, keep that extra one handy, maybe where you keep the vacuum bags or your cleaning supplies, or even go ahead and just tape it to the vacuum handle so it's always there. You know, these belts are cheap. They're worth having an extra one on hand always. So definitely start to troubleshoot this vacuum. Let's get it working again before we have to run out and buy a new one. If you want some more troubleshooting tips, you can visit moneypit.com and search vacuum cleaner.
Ah, the smell of a burning vacuum cleaner belt.
Nah, gross.
It's horrible.
All right, now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through moneypit.com/ask or through the app. So this is awesome, and it's a Vox Pop recording. So let's listen to Lee.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of 4 pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about 1 inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
Well, Lee, I think, first of all, you sound like you have a really cute pup who needs a new toy, because just chewing on the corners of your walls isn't going to work. So first we've gone to the pet store. We've got a new toy. But I think repairing the damage is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which it sounds like what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. It's a 2-part product. And basically you take a scoop out of each little pint-sized container and you mush it together and it becomes like a putty. And you just kind of keep mushing it and mixing it until it becomes activated. And then you use this putty to actually form that corner. Now, depending, it could be a little difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent to, you know, different things, or maybe you get different movement. It depends. I mean, if you can reform this corner, That's what's really cool about the wood epoxy. It just depends on the area that you're working on. Because if you can get into the spot and make that corner, it's going to be great. But if it kind of butts against a frame or something, you're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time. And once it dries and cures, you can sand it, you can chisel it, you can saw it. I mean, basically, it becomes just like wood. And then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of it is that you obviously can't remove the siding. I mean, you can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time. And typically the way this happens is the first piece comes off and then usually it's kind of damaged. It can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clappered, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade, though, for clappered siding. If you have nails that go through the clappered, what we would recommend in a case like this is to take a very long, thin-set nail and just drive the nail all the way through that first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release the board that's like tucked up under it, and then you can take it out. And then what you would do is cut a new piece, and then you can kind of stagger that joint. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to put down like a 2-foot piece on the end of a building, the second layer down, you might put that joint 4 feet from the end of the building, and so on. So you don't end up with everything sort of stacked on top of one another. You may also need some professional help here if none of this makes sense to you, but I can tell this kind of thing happens all the time. It can be repaired that way. I would give the wood epoxy a shot first because, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And of course, take that puppy on a field trip to the local pet store and find something good to chew on. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Up next, if you're looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle, we're going to share a recipe of a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you already have in your cupboards when the Money Pit returns.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Market RCA US LLC.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients and our government didn't check?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and I've got Jim Kenzie here, who's going to throw me an email question. Who's up this hour?
We've got one here from Phil, who writes, can I use hardwood planks in my basement? We've extended our gutters and added a French drain, which empties into two different sump pumps, so water shouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, good job here, Phil, on taking all of those necessary steps to keep your basement dry. But that said, you really can't put solid hardwood planks below grade because even if you don't have water, you certainly have high humidity just because it's, you know, built into the ground. That concrete is eventually going to hold enough moisture and humidity to make those boards want to twist and warp. So not the best choice to put a natural hardwood downstairs. If you do want a natural wood look, the best type of wood flooring, and really the only type of wood flooring that you can put in a basement, is called engineered hardwood. It looks just like regular hardwood from the top side, but it's laminated. So think about it. That top layer is real wood, and then below it you've got different layers that are glued together and sort of at opposing grain, so it makes it super structural and really, really durable. And it's much like that because the top layer is the hardwood that you want and that you love, but all of those under layers are dimensionally stable, which makes it perfect for a below-grade space. Now, there's other options like engineered vinyl plank. EVP is amazing. It looks like wood. It comes in hundreds of different designs and colors, and it's completely unaffected by any level of moisture, I mean, including a full flood if that were ever to happen. But you definitely don't want to put down a hardwood in the basement. You're just going to be unhappy when it starts to warp and twist. And you know what? You can always add a beautiful area rug and make that basement space feel super cozy and finished. There's a lot of great options when it comes to below-grade flooring, and I know you're going to find the right one.
Go the EVP route. Go the EVP route.
All right, Jim's obviously got a favorite.
Hey, crew, are you looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle? Well, Leslie has a recipe for a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you have at home already in today's version of Leslie's Last Word. Take it away, Leslie.
All right. Well, now that that weather is warming up, it's a great time to brighten up your windows to let the sun shine through. After a long winter, you do find that a lot of dirt and grime and salt and sand can accumulate on the windows. So here's an easy way to get those windows sparkling again. You want to mix one part white vinegar with 10 parts water, and then you can use old cotton socks to wipe them clean. And I mean, you can even put the socks right on your hands and get into all the corners and grooves, and that's going to leave the glass shiny and bright. Newspaper also does a great trick to leave those windows streak-free. If the screens are looking a little yucky from their winter wear, a lint roller is an awesome way to freshen them up. You also want to try, on the days when you want to clean the windows, try to go with one on a cloudy day so the sun doesn't dry out the cleaning solution too quickly, and then that's going to leave streaks, and it's going to make you have to work harder. And if you've got some hard-to-reach windows, you can clean both sides at once with a magnetic cleaner. These things are super awesome. I thought they were always only for fish tanks, but no, you can use them on your windows as well. They are powerful magnets. They attach from the interior and the exterior of the pane. And then it makes like a super efficient way to clean that window. And they're super fun as well. So why not go ahead and give it a try? You may be able to clean that window without flipping the pane in. So who knows? Let's get those windows super sparkly this spring and summer season.
Sprinkly. How many S's were there in a row there, Leslie?
She sells seashells by the seashore.
And she can have at it because I couldn't do that if I tried.
You know, sometimes I trip myself up. Sometimes I don't.
There you go.
Next week, guys, on the Money Pit, if building a patio is on your to-do list this spring season, we're going to share some tricks of the trade to building a patio that will last for many years to come. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Washington and Tehran will hold more negotiations next week over Iran's advancing nuclear program. U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister held initial talks Saturday in Oman. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump has been steadfast in his opposition to Iran obtaining a nuclear weapon. Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says President Trump has a lot of work ahead of him in negotiating new trade deals in more than 70 nations.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different. And in each case, what they ship to us is different that we buy from them. So I don't think it's just about China. I think it is about all these other countries.
Campbell says since World War II, the United States has been the only country allowing truly free trade. However, the lack of reciprocation has been damaging to many American industries. Also at townhall.com, in many states, the concern for measles cases continues to grow.
Indiana has joined five other states with active measles outbreaks. The majority of cases are in Texas. 60 more were reported, and a third measles-related death in New Mexico was made public. At a cabinet meeting, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said,
"Our numbers in this country have now plateaued. And I want to thank CDC for that."
But the virus continues to spread in mostly people who are unvaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has redeployed a team to West Texas. Health experts fear the virus will take hold in other communities with low vaccination rates, and the spread could stretch on for a year. I'm Ed Donahue.
A vaccination to prevent painful shingles may offer an extra benefit. New research says it may lower the risk of dementia. Doctors have known certain viruses increase risk for dementia, including the virus that causes chickenpox. More stories at breakingnews@townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs...
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Former Trump campaign advisor Tim Murtaugh predicts Democrats will continue to lose elections because they insist on taking the 20 side of 80-20 politics issues, just because President Trump is on the other side.
Now they're out there, they're yelling and screaming about the SAVE Act, which the House just passed, which of course does nothing except prevent foreign citizens from voting in American elections.
Murtaugh believes Democrats will have a hard time winning next year's midterm elections if they continue basing their positions on opposing Donald Trump.
And we talk about 80-20 issues where 80% of the people see things one way and only 20% see it the other way. The Democrats have this amazing knack for picking the 20 every single time just because Trump is on the other side and he's on the 80.
Murtaugh spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more breaking news, analysis, and more stories and headlines at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. There may be a pullback on less polluting buses for school kids. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Hundreds of school districts around the United States may have to abandon plans to require electric buses after an EPA freeze on funding. Some districts who already bought the buses have not yet been reimbursed and wonder if they ever will be. That sparked panic and confusion in districts that must find other ways to cover the costs or delay or cancel their purchases. The freeze also hits companies building and selling the buses. The push for electric buses has long had bipartisan support, with many arguing the transition will help the environment and benefit the health of children while saving districts money over the long run. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street rallied Friday. The Dow gained 619 points. The S&P 500 was ahead 95. And the NASDAQ Composite climbed 337 points. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Are you all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Help raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Educate and inspire you to make those home improvement projects a success. Whether you are a do-it-yourselfer or a do-it-for-me kind of person, we are here to lend a hand. Coming up, a new survey reveals how homeowners are transforming their garages into the most productive spaces of their homes. We're going to share how you can optimize your garage space for maximum efficiency and creativity. Also ahead, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. It's relatively simple, and it gives you space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you'd like. We're going to walk you through those step by steps. And now that it is spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and work pretty well is going to be the vacuum. And if yours just doesn't have the sucking power that it used to, we're going to share troubleshooting tips to get it back in action. But first, what's your home renovation plan for the season ahead? You have a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with answers to those questions and help you renovate and remodel like a pro. Jim, who's on the line?
Out in Maryland, Leslie, we have Robin, who's doing a flooring project. How can we help out, Robin?
So I have the whole house. It's a condo in Ocean City, so from the front door to the back door, all needs to be done. But the kitchen area has issues with getting the appliances out, so I wanted to put the laminate from the front wall to the back wall without trying to take out that little Luan thing that they have for, like, the backing for a... what was linoleum floor? I think a quarter inch going in, and then it has an opening that leads into the living room, dining room area. That I wanted to know if I could put one of those tread things there and make the transition look good, or is it gonna look not fit together and look funny? I didn't want to take up the luan in the kitchen that goes underneath of all the cabinets.
Yeah, I hear you, but the only thing here is if you put the laminate right on top of that, you need to make sure that you're not blocking your dishwasher in. Because if you have a floor that's higher than the dishwasher, and it's okay if you have like those screw legs, you know, that adjust the height of the dishwasher, you can kind of give yourself an inch or so of room where you can adjust those legs up or down and get it out without having to deal with removing the countertop over that flooring. I've seen people actually lock the dishwasher in by putting the flooring right up against it, and now they can't get it out without truly removing the countertop. But in terms of your question about the sill, yes, you can put a transition piece across. That's, you know, probably a good idea, because there's going to be so much traffic in this room, it will make sure that that area of the floor doesn't start to buckle or wear more quickly than the rest of the room. I would probably just choose something that matches the color. I don't know if you're going to find the exact product that you're using made in the sill version, but you could probably find something close. I mean, generally you get those sills from the manufacturer at the same time as you're getting the flooring, but if you've got two completely different things, I would go with something that sort of matches whatever else is in the room. You know, maybe it's metal, or maybe it's marble, or maybe it's a different color wood that you're pulling an idea from a different room, or the room that it, you know, is adjacent to, or the cabinets, but you'll find something that will go.
Should I have it be wide, like the 4 inches of the wall opening?
Yeah, again, it's got to be about 4 inches wide. I've got a transition in my house that's about 8 inches wide because I've got to cover the whole depth of the floor, and it just happened to work out well for that space. But a threshold should definitely be about 4 inches wide. Otherwise, it's going to simply be hard for you to attach it. And if you've got a really thin piece of trim in there already, you want to make sure that it's wiggle-free. There's just a ton of foot traffic in this area, so that width is going to help you keep everything very stable.
Hey, that's very helpful. So lift the feet on the appliances before I install the floor, and widest transition possible.
Yeah, obviously take the refrigerator out too. I mean, you don't want to block in any appliances. You're going to be super sad if you have to get, you know, if chances are, say, you get this beautiful floor down, and then a month or two later the dishwasher dies, and then you just can't get it out, and you've got to kind of take everything apart, whether it's the counter or the flooring. Let's just do it right the first time.
Yes. Yay, you helped me very much. Thank you.
All right, Robin, good luck with your project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Because you know darn well I would break the countertop, Leslie.
Of course you would. I mean, I feel like that's just what's bound to happen. And it's always like that. You start one small project and then, you know, something happens and you break something or you drop something.
It's my life story.
Yeah, same as Jim.
Okay, we're going to go up to Maine, and we've got Lee on the line. He's got a window quandary. What's going on, Lee?
I have a really nice home. It was built in 2000. It's a 3,000 square foot hip roof colonial, well built, except I think for the windows. I have low E glass windows, not the highest quality windows. I think the builder could have done a better job there. And I notice during the day that I have a lot of, well, when I wake up in the morning, I have a lot of moisture on the windows, and I've read on your website about how to treat that. And one of the things you mentioned was perhaps upgrading the windows to a replacement window. And I've thought of that, but at the same time, I have a concern. If you do a replacement window, do you lose some of the window area? And if you don't use the replacement windows, would you have to take out the moldings around the windows and start from scratch, basically?
All right. Well, first of all, is the moisture that you're seeing, is that condensation that's on the inside of the glass, or is it more of like a fog condensation that you're seeing between the panes of glass?
It is on the glass, on the lower part of each upper and lower window. It's the basic window with a sash that has a lock, and I'm seeing it on the upper window and the lower window at the bottoms.
All right, and you're sure it's not in between the glass? It's not like you have a thermal pane window where you have like two panes of glass with some space in between?
No.
All right, so then maybe what's going on here is you just have high humidity inside your home, and that's worth taking a look at things like making sure your kitchen vent fan is vented to the exterior of the house. Same with a bathroom fan. It's got to be vented to the exterior. And look at all the different ways that moisture could be getting into your home. Generally, poor drainage conditions at your foundation can turn your foundation simply into sort of this big evaporative pad that soaks up all the water and then evaporates it directly into your home. And all of those reasons and more give you sources of high humidity, and simply eliminating some of that can definitely help a little bit. Now, in terms of those windows, I'd say a couple of options do come to mind. I mean, there's such a thing as an interior storm window that you could be considering, which would be less expensive than replacing your entire window. And that's something you might put in just seasonally, because I suspect this is more of a cold weather problem than a warm weather problem. Now, secondly, you asked about how a replacement window would work. Well, to be called a replacement window, by its very description, means that we're not taking apart the siding and the trim from the inside or the outside. If you do all of that, that's a new construction window. A replacement window is going to fit inside the opening of the existing wood frame exactly.
In a perfect world.
Yeah, right, Jim. You always have to make sure that it's measured correctly by the professional that's going to install it. Because if there is an issue, which sometimes there's measurement issues, at least it's on them to kind of fix it. If you measure this yourself and it's off, it's on you. You now own a window that doesn't fit and a new window that does fit. So, I mean, you can either do a replacement window or an interior storm window, but once you do all of that, you kind of just have to really work on reducing those humidity levels inside that are contributing to making this problem, and then all of that will go away.
Well, I appreciate that. I like the idea of the replacement window. There's two reasons. One is my current window, the company doesn't even exist anymore. So maybe by getting that upgraded window, I would get a much better product. And I notice where I lock the windows, I guess that piece is called a sash, the windows don't fit together very well either. So maybe they're, I don't know, a quarter of an inch off or so. So I feel like I get some air intrusion from there as well. So upgrading the windows maybe would give me better heating efficiency in the home as well.
For sure. If you replace that window with an upgraded window that's available today, there's been so many advancements in energy efficiency that you're going to end up with a way better window in the first place. So I would start by looking for a window that's been certified by Energy Star, and you're going to see a label right on the window for that. Then there's also going to be a label for the NFRC, sort of, it's the National Fenestration Rating Council. You'll see that label. It has several different measurements on there, and you can use that to just simply compare and contrast between windows to determine the level of energy efficiency of that glass on that window that you're purchasing, because that's super important. That's going to tell you how much thermal efficiency those windows are going to have.
Okay, that sounds good. You've really put my mind at ease knowing that, you know, the replacement window is not, I'm not going to lose much area. So I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, Lee. Good luck with your project. Sounds like you have a beautiful home.
Okay, thanks again. Great talking with you. Bye.
And Leslie, could you imagine on career day at school, a kid saying, and my dad's a fenestrator?
No one would know what that means.
Right.
Right, but now Lee does. Now Lee knows what the National Fenestration Council does.
Well, he certainly does now.
Thanks so much for joining us here on The Money Pit. Coming up, from launching side hustles to building a home gym, we share a new survey that reveals what Americans are doing to get more out of their garages. Coming up next. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. From enhancing curb appeal, guys, at your homes to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of our Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. So subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to home renovation success. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Oh, no, the women from New York teaming up on me again. We've got Kim on the line in New York. How can we help out, Kim?
I have a water heater. It's a oil-fired, I guess what you would say. And 2 years ago, we just got city water lines at my home. The rest of the years, the house is 56 years old. It's been well water. And I'm getting a staining or discolored water.
All right, Kim, are you seeing this only from the hot water side?
Yeah. I put a paper towel in the sink and I drip the water and it's all discolored.
Well, you definitely have some rust in there somewhere, and I'm not quite sure if that's coming from the water heater or if that's coming from the plumbing line, but that's probably what's happening. Now, if you let that water run for a long time as opposed to just dripping, is it still discolored?
Yeah, I let the water in the bathroom sinks just run as thin for quite a while.
All right, and there's a film, like a colored film. How old is that water heater?
Well, I don't know where to look for the age of it.
All right, but what would you guess?
Probably 06. When I had it first service.
All right. Well, it's probably older than that. Then, you know, it's pretty old then. So you're probably at the end of a normal life cycle for that water heater, and you may be replacing it sooner rather than later. Now, you did say it was oil fired, but you don't have gas in the house?
No, there's no gas lines out here.
All right. So your option was either electric or oil. Is that right?
Correct.
All right, so there's another type of water heater today that's electric, and it's much more efficient than the old-fashioned electric water heaters, and I just want to make sure that you're aware of it. It's called a heat pump water heater, and it uses a different type of technology, and the prices on these have come way down since they first came out, and there are a number of really interesting benefits to those heat pumps today that might make them more attractive to pick up than another oil water heater, which is going to be expensive and not nearly as efficient, so I would definitely take a look at a heat pump water heater.
Oil-fired ones are expensive.
Yeah, they're less efficient, and you're going to pay more for it.
Okay, thank you. I will look into this.
Yeah, definitely look into it. All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestro Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Car in the garage. But other garage uses do include plans to utilize the space for home improvement projects or gardening. Over a quarter of the respondents credit their garage space for kickstarting a lucrative side hustle. More than 2 in 5 homeowners have transformed their garage into a gym or exercise area. And finally, half of all homeowners intend to invest in a garage organization solution within the next year. So whether you are big on camping, gardening, working on a car, or, you know, hopping from project to project, it's really smart to get that garage organized and set it up for success for however you plan to use that space. And, you know, maybe you actually intend to park your car in there, which, who knows? What a novel idea.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing that, Leslie.
I never have.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. My garage is definitely my weak link.
Seinfeld had a funny joke. He would always say that garage is one letter away from garbage. So it's kind of like the last stop before you put something in the trash too many times.
Yeah, funny show, by the way.
Loved it.
Kenny's got a new house, Leslie. Lucky man. And some interesting things are happening there. Kenny, what's happening?
It's a two-story house. And when I'm downstairs looking up at the ceiling of the second level, I can almost see the outlines of all the studs. And I've looked up online, and I think it's something that might be called ghosting. I'm just not sure what to do with it, and just looking for some advice.
All right, welcome, Kenny. Yeah, it is called ghosting, and it's not when, like, that job or person you like doesn't call you back.
Number blocked? What, you got to be kidding me?
Right? It's totally different in this situation. Ghosting is basically, I mean, think about it. If warm air rises, right, so you have dust in the air, or even this happens a lot when you burn candles or you do a lot of cooking and you get some smoke that gets into the air, it's going to stick to the cooler parts of the ceiling above. So what's happening is that soot or moisture or whatever is coming up from the dust and the dirt and all of those things goes flying up into the air in the warm air as it rises and sticks to that cool part of the ceiling. And what's happening is you're noticing that that cooler part is the bottom of the joist touching the drywall itself. So you're going to end up, especially if the surface above is heated, so you're really going to see sort of the outline of those joists with this sort of ghosting. In your case, you can't really insulate. So it's just going to be a maintenance issue for you, I guess. So what I would say is when you're ready to paint the ceiling, I would prime it. Make sure you use a good quality primer because that's going to seal in anything that's already on the ceiling. And then a good quality top coat that's a sealing paint. You don't want to use anything that has a sheen to it, or you're going to notice some other issues. You're going to see nail pops, cracks, weird things that happen when the drywall isn't installed correctly. But if the surface is flat, you're not going to see any of that. Make sure you pick up a washable paint, because what you're going to need to do is when things start to sort of ghost up again, you're going to take a clean sponge mat, you're going to hold it upside down, get it damp, and literally just wipe down that ceiling when you start to see that buildup again. So for you, this is just going to be a maintenance project.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's doable for me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kenny. Thanks for calling us, and you can happily say we didn't ghost you at 888-MONEY-PIT. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. Super simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies and flowers or pretty much anything you want. And with grocery prices the way they are lately, who doesn't want to get this project started? So stick around.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms including APR are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success, you didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities, and if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hi, I'm prosthodontist Alfonso Pinheiro with good news in the world of dental health. Clear Choice Dental Implant Center is introducing a lifetime warranty on its full arch zirconia prosthesis, which provide lasting solutions for missing or failing teeth. Clear Choice is a national leader in fixed full arch restorations, trusted by more than 200,000 patients. Its industry-leading warranty covers the replacement of the zirconia prosthesis in the rare event of a covered fracture or crack. The lifetime warranty reinforces Clear Choice's commitment to durability and patient satisfaction. The Clear Choice lifetime warranty on fixed full arch zirconia restorations gives patients peace of mind and long-term confidence in their smile. I'm Dr. Alfonso Pinheiro. Visit clearchoice.com for more information.
Warranty applies to cracks or breaks in zirconia arches, but not issues with implant integration or ordinary wear. Void if patient fails to follow clinical instructions, receives treatment outside the Clear Choice network, or is dismissed as a patient. Available in participating Clear Choice locations for new patients.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. An Indiana ambulance service provider is trying to address shortages and look out for veterans at the same time. TransCare's new training program aims to do two things. First, address the EMS personnel shortage. Second, provide veterans and recently transitioned service members an easier return to civilian life. The intent is to help veterans understand that there are occupations out there they may have not considered. The company usually provides transports between hospital facilities, but Operation EMS is part of their effort to train and certify emergency medical technicians and paramedics. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT and let us know what you are working on or maybe what you're planning to tackle this spring season at your Money Pit. We're here to help you realize all of your home improvement dreams. Jim, who's on the line?
In Little Rock, we've got Nancy, who has some plumbing issues going on at her Money Pit. So what's going on there, Nance? Fill us in.
We've got a 22-year-old house, and about a month ago, only the cold water in the master bathroom got a real bitter taste. And even a tiny sip is just enough to really make you feel sick. I've just quit using it for drinking. I will get my water out of the hot water tap before it gets hot. And that's what I'll use to rinse my mouth and everything, brushing my teeth.
Are you finding the issue in other faucets in the house?
None of the rest of them have any problems like that at all. They seem to be going just fine. The upstairs bath, the kitchen, the hall bathroom, don't have any issues with the taste of the water.
And you have an ice maker with a water line, too? Is there anything weird going on there?
Yes, the ice maker, just all of a sudden here, a few weeks ago, I started getting almost blue ice cubes.
Wow.
I poured the ice out and I threw away the blue ice cubes, and then I poured the ice out, and it ran, and I got clear ice cubes. But I poured them out and got some more, and it seems to be doing fine. I haven't seen it come back.
Yeah, that's super unusual, but we've got some ideas here. I mean, I'm not convinced that you're absolutely right. I think what I would do here is, first, are you on city water or are you on well water?
We are on city water.
All right, so I would report this to the water company and request that they test the water at your house. And secondly, I think you should test the water by hopping online and finding a good comprehensive water testing.
Dry up into water spots and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you leave it alone, is the water like leaving like a little bit of crustiness sort of on the glass?
Correct.
Because if it is, it might just have some mineral deposits in it, and you're going to get those sort of white stains that really stick. So are you familiar with a product called Rain-X, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you can use Rain-X on a shower door, and it's going to work fantastically. So if you apply it to the inside of the shower door, you want to get them really clean and then follow the instructions on Rain-X. You want to make sure that you put it on with a damp cloth, let it dry, then you buff it. I think you're going to find that those shower doors will release that water miraculously for a few months. In fact, a lot longer than the product lasts when it's on your car because it doesn't get as much abuse from constant rain that it could outside. But it doesn't have the abrasion factor going on there. So I think Rain-X is going to be a good trick for that. And, of course, the other thing is to just kind of get you and the rest of the family in the habit of wiping down the doors when you're done with the squeegee. I mean, a lot of times you're going to see people keeping squeegees right in their shower. They sort of suction cup to the wall or right to the door itself. And that does help a lot. But I would definitely give the Rain-X a shot.
Okay. Super good.
All right. Good luck with that. And thanks so much for reaching out to the Money Pit.
We appreciate you.
That doesn't mean they have to shower in windshield washer solvent, does it?
No.
Boy, honey, you look a lovely shade of blue today.
That would be just weird, Jim.
Oh, big surprise from me. Yeah, weird. Go figure.
This is the Money Pit. You can give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, now that it's spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and that you need to work well is going to be your vacuum. And if it's just not as good as it used to be, we're going to share some troubleshooting tips to help you get it back in action when the Money Pit returns. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Linda
to 5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Simply hard to push, or maybe you smell burning rubber. It could suggest that you've got a broken or a worn-out belt, so check that brush roller for any obstructions. Clear away any pet hair or carpet fibers, and if that brush roller begins to spin freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall the belt and test for proper operation. So there's some things that you can kind of do to troubleshoot what's going on. If you do find that you need to replace that vacuum cleaner's belt, buy two, keep that extra one handy, maybe where you keep the vacuum bags or your cleaning supplies, or even go ahead and just tape it to the vacuum handle so it's always there. You know, these belts are cheap. They're worth having an extra one on hand always. So definitely start to troubleshoot this vacuum. Let's get it working again before we have to run out and buy a new one. If you want some more troubleshooting tips, you can visit MoneyPit.com and search vacuum cleaner.
Ah, the smell of a burning vacuum cleaner belt.
Nah, gross.
It's horrible.
All right, now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through MoneyPit.com/ask or through the app. So this is awesome, and it's a Vox Pop recording. So let's listen to Lee.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of four pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about an inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
Well, Lee, I think, first of all, it sounds like you have a really cute pup who needs a new toy, because just chewing on the corners of your walls isn't going to work. So first we've gone to the pet store. We've got a new toy. But I think repairing the damage is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which it sounds like what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. It's a two-part product, and basically you take a scoop out of each little pint-sized container, and you mush it together, and it becomes like a putty, and you just kind of keep mushing it and mixing it until it becomes activated, and then you use this putty to actually form that corner. Now, depending, it could be a little difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent to, you know, different things, or maybe you get different movement. It depends. I mean, if you can reform this corner, that's what's really cool about the Wood Epox. It just depends on the area that you're working on, because if you can get into the spot and make that corner, it's going to be great. But if it kind of butts against a frame or something, you're going to have a little bit more of a difficult time. And once it dries and cures, you can sand it, you can chisel it, you can saw it. I mean, basically, it becomes just like wood. And then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of it is that you obviously can't remove the siding. I mean, you can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time, and typically the way this happens is the first piece comes off, and then usually it's kind of damaged. It can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clappered, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade, though, for clappered siding. If you have nails that go through the clappered, what we would recommend in a case like this is to take a very long, thin-set nail and just drive the nail all the way through that first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release the board that's like tucked up under it, and then you can take it out. And then what you would do is cut a new piece, and then you can kind of stagger that joint. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to put down like a 2-foot piece on the end of a building, the second layer down, you might put that joint 4 feet from the end of the building, and so on. So you don't end up with everything sort of stacked on top of one another. You may also need some professional help here if none of this makes sense to you, but I can tell this kind of thing happens all the time. It can be repaired that way. I would give the Wood Epoxy a shot first because, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And, of course, take that puppy on a field trip to the local pet store and find something good to chew on. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Up next, if you're looking for an easy way to make windows sparkle, we're going to share a recipe of a natural window cleaner you can mix up from stuff you already have in your cupboards when the Money Pit returns.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Elon's not cutting Medicare, just the billions in waste of it.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
As the left freaks out claiming Elon Musk is going to cut Medicare, remember during Obamacare when health insurers got double paid by Medicaid for hundreds of thousands of patients?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta.